understand your own experience in a new way here. You don't see a self in there anymore. You don't see permanence in there anymore. You understand it with clarity. That's how knowledge becomes understanding here. Yeah, very briefly. I'm just being brief because we're getting quite late now. Huh? Dear Ajahn Pramali, is it possible a bad-tempered lady to have a good-tempered child or children? Thank you. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. You can be bad-tempered and you can have a good-tempered child. Sure, it is possible. Because people come into this life with their own karma. Yeah, it is not about... of course, we are conditioned by people around us, but far more important than the conditioning around us is the conditioning that we have from past lives. So if we have very powerful conditioning in past lives, it is amazing the difficulties you can get through in this life. You will have noticed that there are some people who get tremendously traumatized if they have a bad upbringing. Other people have a bad upbringing and they almost have no trauma at all, almost. What is the difference? And one of the main differences is the resources that you bring with you from your past life, the personality that you bring into this existence. If you are a very resourceful person with a lot of good qualities already there, you can often deal with the difficulties in life. If you come into this life and you already are a bit low on personal resources, it can be very hard to deal with the difficulties. Yeah, so these things, certainly, it can happen. You can have a bad-tempered lady with a good-tempered child. Is there a bad-tempered lady here who would like to have a child? Is that what you mean? Or not sure. Okay, I shouldn't ask such awkward questions, so please leave that one aside. Dear Ajahn, sorry for my ignorance. No need to be sorry for ignorance. Everyone here has probably some degree of ignorance. But what does MNSNAN stand for? And this stands for the main collection of the discourses and the suttas, yeah? I've just been talking about four Nikayas, four collections. MN is the middle length collections. M stands for middle, Majjhima in Pali. The N is for Nikaya, meaning collection. SN is the connected discourses of the Buddha, Sanyutta Nikaya in Pali. AN is the Anguttara Nikaya, the numerical discourses. Yeah. So this is just a reference at the end of each sutta to allow you to know which collection of discourses we're talking about. And then you see some numbers afterwards, and those numbers give you exact place where to find that discourse. And then you can go online afterwards, and you can actually find them online. What is the name or heading of a sutta which... we are reading now. What is the name or heading of the sutta which we are reading? For example, the city, is that the name of the sutta or just part of some big... That is actually the name of the sutta, yeah? So the headings that you see are actually the names of the suttas. So I have used that. I have put extract afterwards. If the full sutta isn't there, I have put extract. So if you are keen on looking at the whole sutta, you can go back and read the whole thing later on. I don't want to pretend that this is the whole sutta when there's only a small part of it. Especially that sutta on the simile of the snake and the simile of the raft is actually a very long and large sutta. Yeah, so please ask ignorant questions. There's nothing to be... feel bad about, because it's important to get these things sorted out. And if you ask that kind of question, there are probably many other people who have exactly the same question. Oi, okay. Dear Ajahn Pramali, where does it say in the suttas that the five indriyas are the qualities of the Aryas? It says that in the Indriya Sanyutta, connected discourses on the indriyas. And it says there, the minimum level of the indriyas exists in someone who is an Arya. It's called the Sadanusari or Dhammanusari. It's the first stage of becoming an Arya, a noble one, before you become a stream entry. And then it says, thanks, you are super cool, with metta and gratitude. Whoa, yeah. I like to hear that. Yeah, that's really good. Say more of those things, please. That's really, really good stuff. Is that good or bad to be cool, monk? I'm not sure. Actually, I'm feeling quite warm today. Anyway, last question for tonight. A returning thought which is more persistent than others, is patience the key? So you have a thought which comes back all the time. How do you overcome that thought which is persistent? That is the question here. And this is a... quite a large area of discussion, how to overcome the thinking mind. If it is a returning thought, it is very likely that you have some sort of attachment or some sort of problem there. So you have to analyze the thought a little bit. What kind of thought is it? Is it a thought that has to do with ill will and anger? Yeah. If it is a thought that has to do with ill will against someone, then the way to overcome that is to think differently about that person. And I will talk about that later on this retreat. But basically, what you have to learn is to understand people, understand that people are trapped in their own personalities, understand that people cannot really be any different from how they are. Yeah, they have been conditioned like this. This is the way they have to be. And when you do that, when you understand that people actually are trapped in their own personalities, and they have done bad things perhaps towards you, you understand that they didn't have much choice. And you can actually start to have compassion for them because you understand they are the ones that have the problem, not you. Nothing to do with you, really. It has only to do with the other person. You just have to bear the brunt of the problem. You happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time or having the wrong job or whatever it is. You are there. This person is giving you a hard time. But they are actually the person who have the problem. Once you learn that, once you understand, and this has very much to do with the idea of non-self, that we are conditioned beings, yeah? Once you get that, it actually becomes quite easy to forgive because you understand people just have to be the way they are. They can't do too much about it. Forgiveness becomes very powerful at that point. So this is one example. If the returning thought is returning thoughts of other things like maybe your life, your family, or whatever it is, again, you have to analyze what it is. And very often, it is simply because we put more emphasis on our worldly life than we do on the spiritual life. We have our worldly life is number one. Our spiritual life is just there to support our worldly life. Yeah, you have a wrong set of priorities. So you have to reprioritize. Make the spiritual life number one. And if you really make it number one, then the worldly thoughts tend to die down because you know what really matters in life, what is really important to you. This can take time because it requires a right view. It requires a particular outlook, a particular way of looking at the world. It is not done just like that. So give it time and slowly that outlook will change, yeah? And you start to look at things differently. If the returning thoughts are more of a sensual kind, yeah, all the pleasures that you would like to have, but you can't have them here at Dharma Grove, like having a nice dinner in the evening or whatnot. Yeah, if that is the kind of thought you are having, then again, it is a matter of outlook. Yeah, and you have to gradually learn to deepen your meditation, to appreciate the experience of meditation practice. And the more you experience that, and the more you understand that that is where real contentment, happiness is found, the less interested you will be in the other stuff. So it's a gradual movement away from that. I will talk more about that later on as well, to help you to see things in a different light. It's again about getting that right view up, seeing things in the right way. That's a very big topic to talk about thinking and the thinking mind. But that is just a brief answer to you to give you a kind of a starting point at the very least. Okay. That's it. That is all the questions for tonight. And it's very nice that you are so interested. And please keep on coming with many questions. It's always nice to have a chance to ask such things. Now, let us all just pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha as the last thing we do tonight.
Satipanno bhagavato sāmi.